It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Less than 48 hours away from the beginning of Christmas Day, a lot of hustling, a lot of bustling about, and still a lot of people that need some help in the Umpqua Valley. And we're going to go over to Captain Edith Dye, maybe of the Salvation Army in Roseburg over there on Northeast Stevens Street. A lot going on over there. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So talk about, for people that have, I know you've had a lot of great response to a lot of things this year, but you mentioned in earlier chats that the need this year, it seems like it's really gone up, a lot more folks hurting.
It has. It's grown exponentially. Our food pantry has been increased by over 30%, and people are presenting with more unique needs than they have in years past. It doesn't take much to destabilize a home. It could be a car repair. It could be the need for boots for your job because it's a requirement, right?
A lot of different things like that. And around the community, of course, you have got the kettle stands. People have been donating there. Tell folks where those are at.
Oh, we do. So we have a kettle stand at Sherm's Thunderbird Market. Fabulous folks there. Walmart store. We have a kettle stand at Safeway. All three Bi-Marts, Winston, Roseburg, Sutherland. And we also have a kettle stand at Fred Meyer's.
And
we have some.
Yeah, talk about the small ones.
We have some counter kettles. Those make it a little bit easier for people to donate on the fly, and that's at Farmers DC Co-op in Roseburg and in Winston.
All right. So you've been able to help a lot of people, but if somebody wants to help you guys out here in the next 48 hours, what kind of assistance could you use?
We have our food pantry, which will remain open through Christmas Eve at 3:00 in the afternoon. If people want to help, we have bell ringing spots available. We can use bell ringers. And today, we're currently having an event called Operation Joy. So for families that have not previously received gifts for their children, they have an opportunity to come in and shop through our toy shop. And we need volunteer shoppers to help them do that.
And that's happening this morning, right?
9 a.m.
All right, so somebody could actually head over there right now and help folks out. You're expecting a lot of folks probably that are going to show up looking for assistance.
Yes, I am. We've just been inundated with phone calls from people who missed the application process for Angel Tree. And because the generosity of Douglas County, we were able to put this pop-up toy shop together in a few short days.
Wow. And I know that you had a lot of children you've already helped out. A lot of holiday meals, too.
Yep. 192 holiday meals have gone out the door, and 458 children will receive gifts already.
Wow. So as well, if somebody can't get over to help with the event today, but they want to help maybe just financially, how do they do that other than going to the kettle locations?
We have an online virtual kettle. You can go to redkettleroseburg.org and make an online donation.
And that is that website is specific for helping your branch location of the Salvation Army here in Roseburg, right?
Absolutely. It is specific to Roseburg, and the dollars stay here in Roseburg. Anything donated at a Red Kettle for Roseburg, Oregon, or Douglas County will stay in Douglas County.
So over the next 48 hours, you guys are going to be pretty busy, I imagine.
Yes, we are.
Wow. And still, once we get past the holiday, I mean, the needs that you've been seeing, the increase in requests for assistance is not just going to go away.
No, it's not. As the weather changes, the needs, the assistance requests, they change as well. The one thing that is a constant is the need for food. Food is a huge insecurity here in Douglas County, and if we can help people cross the bridge with a box of food, we're going to do that.
So if somebody is out today and can just go out and do some shopping of food and then bring it down there, how late in the day can they do that?
The food pantry will be open from 1 to 4 to serve the community and to receive donations. Right. 1 to 4, Tuesday through Friday.
All right. Anything else people ought to know about helping out the Salvation Army during this holiday season?
We're grateful to be here in Douglas County, and we're very grateful with the donations that we've already received. It's a privilege to be able to serve our neighbors here.
All right, Captain Edith Diet, maybe of the Roseburg Salvation Army. Again, that event this morning, if you want to help out with that, get started at 9 a.m. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Merry Christmas, Kyle.
All right, Merry Christmas to you. 8:37 at the Morning Report.